Chapter 77. Chief Ralph Kearney of the Helton PD wasn't any more pleased by Jesse Stone's call than Molly had been about being called into work. It went downhill from there, especially after Jesse asked if there had been a recent incident at Helton Police Headquarters, one near their evidence or property rooms.
"How the fuck did you know that?" Kearney said. "Did someone in my department tell you about it? Was it that psycho Bynum?"
"No one told me anything, Chief. It was an educated guess."
"Bullshit. I know you're a type, Stone. If someone in this department told you, you wouldn't rat them out."
Jesse had little patience for this kind of paranoia, but he couldn't risk alienating Kearney.
"I give you my word, Chief, it was a guess."
"I don't know how you'd guess that. We even snowed the local paper into writing it up as a friendly prank gone wrong."
"You tell me what happened," Jesse said, "and I'll tell you how I knew."
"A few days ago, the officer stationed at the evidence desk smelled smoke, looked out into the hallway, and saw a cloud of it. He pulled a fire alarm and the building was evacuated. After the fire department cleared us to re-enter, we found the door to the evidence room pried open and the CCTV cameras had been spray-painted black. Wasn't even a real fire. It was an old army surplus smoke canister."
"Anything missing?"
"That's the weird thing. Nothing was missing that we could tell."
"Happened the night of my guy's accident, right?" After Jesse upheld his end of the bargain, he got off the phone and went out to check with Molly on the Sentra.
"Just got off the phone with the Sharon PD," she said.
"And?"
"Good news, bad news.
Sheila Brodsky's alive. She's on a world cruise, but her garage was broken into. Her car's gone."
"Well," Jesse said, "there's no doubt about Mr. Peepers anymore."
"He tried breaking in, scratch that. He broke into the Helton PD evidence locker looking for the camera."
"Why didn't he try that here?"
"Maybe he did and we didn't know it, or maybe he didn't know it was here. Or if he did, he might have been gambling we wouldn't know what we had. If I hadn't been climbing the walls before, he would have been right. I would have just given the camera back to Gabe's wife with the rest of his things."
"What now, Jesse?"
"First thing, we report the car stolen. Probably won't get us anywhere, but it's worth a shot."
Molly said, "Did that.
The Sharon PD is putting it in the system as we speak. I guess we can have the Sharon PD talk to Sheila Brodsky's neighbors and relatives and see if there's any connection that would lead us back to Mr. Peepers."
"How did he know she would be gone?"
Jesse shook his head. "We don't have that kind of time, and I'm betting Kayla doesn't either. She's bait, and Vic's been gone since this afternoon. If Vic ran, Kayla's dead. If Vic does the right thing and shows, Kayla's dead anyway. For her, it's a lose-lose proposition."
"Then what?"
"I don't know, Molly. I don't know. I'm going to stretch my legs a little and think. Wake Kavanaugh up, pump him full of coffee, and get him back looking at the mugshots. No matter what happens with Kayla and Vic, we still owe justice to Martina Penworth and her parents."